If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the 127th Psalm. The 127th Psalm, praise God, this is a Psalm of degrees. Psalms 127. The Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, there is a way. There is a way. Now, when the world comes around, they say, well, you know what? There's no way. It seems like this thing is bad. It's gone spiraling out of control. I will say there is a way this morning. But the Bible also says that there's a way that men would go, but the end result is death. I'm glad today I'm not going that way, and I hope you're not either. But he said that he's a right way and a wrong way, and God gives us that right way. There is a way to go, amen, a way that'll bring glory and honor to the name of the Lord. It'll bring honor to your house, your home, your church, your family, your community, and even to the nation that we live in. I'm glad to be a part of the United States of America. Amen. We may have our distance, but I believe this is still the greatest nation in the world. And I believe God's people stand up, stand together for God's glory. I believe we can get it back again. Amen. It can be what it used to be, even for His glory. And I'm glad God's here. His presence is real. And we see Him every day. We see Him moving, even as the devil rears up his ugly head. And he tries to dissuade us in every direction. I'm glad there's a way. Praise God, we overcome him. And it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The help that we have in the Lord. Amen. There's nothing like it in this world. We can try to do a lot of things by ourselves, and it won't amount to nothing. But I'm glad when we put our faith and our confidence in the God of glory. Amen. And he begins to help us without reserve. Amen. He pours out upon us and gives us all that we need. Glory to God. I'm glad God's that way. Amen. Now, he didn't say he'd always give us our wants, but he will supply our needs. And you say, how do you know that? Because he's been good to me. Amen. Boy, I appreciate him today. But we have to remember here, the Bible says there is a way, and he shows us here, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. And you know what happens when we get to building a house? If we ain't careful, we forget to remember God. We forget to put him first, and he's at first as the very essence of our home. Amen. If not, we're just building a house. I won't say anybody can build a house, but it takes somebody that loves the Lord to build a home. Amen. But there's a way today, praise God, to build a home, praise God, where God is reverent, where God is expected, where God is in the midst. Jesus warned us in John chapter 15, verse 5. He said, you can do nothing without me, but I'm glad with him there's nothing impossible. We can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. I'm glad I have strength this morning. As I stand before you today, I don't have no power within myself, but I'm glad I serve a risen Savior. I'm glad I'm glad I know the one that has all power. Amen. Do you know him this morning? Do you know the one that has all power? Amen. Well, then why don't we trust him more? Why don't we do more with what he's got to give us? Amen. Instead of trying to do it on our own. There's a way that seemeth right, but the end result is destruction. But praise God, I'm glad there is a right way, and it's Jesus' way. When we just get to following him, loving him, and letting him love on us, praise God, he'll take us in the way of truth. The Bible gives us an illustration here in this text. He said, except the Lord keep a city, the watchman waketh in vain. So he tells us here in this, he said, without God in your life, he said, everything is done in vain. He said, if you're waking up, amen, and the Lord's not with you, he said, you're in vain. He said, if you're a watching and the Lord's not with you, then you do it in vain. And he said, if you're walking and the Lord's not with you, he said, you're doing it in vain. You know what he's talking about there? He said, we're doing it within ourselves. We do it within our flesh. I want to say your flesh is lost. It's wicked. It's something that's repulsive in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't like that. I don't like you saying that about me. Amen. I'm just telling you what God said. Our flesh is a stench in the nostrils of God. Our flesh does things. Amen. Thinks things, does things, goes places, does things. Praise God that God's not pleased with. Because our flesh is not saved. But pray God, God looks at that inward man. And pray God, God would, and He begins to look at that inner man. He begins to see us awakening unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin to realize, praise God, He's a greater force in us than the flesh. He's a power inside us, praise God, that if we just harness that, God, the Lord would help us to overcome all the obstacles that we face. He knows the trials that we go through. He knows the temptations that we face. He knows the afflictions that we go through. But He's a God, amen, it's already overcome all that. The Lord Jesus Christ has all power in heaven and earth, praise God. It's time the church stood up, rose up, and harnessed the power. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ is the power. When we come in with a repentant heart, we come into subjection to Him, praise God. He begins to change us and make us, amen, give us that strength, that ability, praise God, to just cry out to the Lord and praise Him for all His goodness as we march on to victory this morning. Amen. We're fixing to celebrate here in just a few days the liberty that we have in the United States of America. The 4th of July, the independence that we have. Amen. But if we ain't careful, I'm afraid what we do, we get independent on within ourselves against God. Amen. But we have, we're an independent Bible-believing church, praise God, but we're totally dependent on Him. Amen. See, what happens if we try to do it without Him, we make a mess of it, don't we? But when God's in the midst, when Lord Jesus Christ is real, when we see Him high and lifted up, we begin to lift up His name and praise Him, praise God every day. When we look out on our family, look out on our home and realize that God is in the midst. God is taking charge. He's done took charge. He's took control and He's doing things for us that we never even believed was possible. Amen. It's an almighty God we serve. Amen. Sometimes He amazes me with His magnificence and His ability, praise God. But see, if we ain't careful, we limit Him. Amen. When we wake up in this world, we realize that things ain't good, but instead of walking and watching, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ by our side, we try to do it in ourselves, and we fail miserably. And the old devil uses that against us. Amen. Are you hearing this morning? Does the devil use that against you? Amen. He said, look what you did. Amen. You know what I say? I said, yeah, devil, that was that old flesh that done it, that you caused to do that. But praise God, I'm glad the devil ain't omniscient. I'm glad he don't know all about me, praise God. I'm glad my Savior does. Amen. I'm glad I serve a risen Savior that lives in my heart, speaks to me personally. You know where the devil gets, let me just say that, you know where the devil gets his information about you? He gets it from you. Amen. He don't know it, praise God, till we speak it. He don't know it till we act it out, praise the Lord. But if we seek the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, there's a way, praise the Lord, to do things right in this world we live in. To have victory, praise God, to get our shout back so we don't run around with a pout. Amen. A lot of folks running around with pooch mouth. Amen. And they got a chip on their shoulder and they got it right on the edge just waiting for somebody to knock it off so they can pout about it. Amen. That's the way a whole lot of folks are. You know why? Because they're looking to get out, not to get in. But there's a way, praise God, that we can get in, be partakers in the goodness of God for His glory. But what we do, we go through, and the Bible tells here that we lose sleep long hours in the day. That we worry and stress and are frustrated. We lose sleep over the thing. Have sleepless nights over these things. Amen. These things, Bible, Paul says, that so easily beset us. I wonder why it's so easy for the devil to get control. I wonder why it's so easy for the devil to have his way with you and I. Amen? I mean, we work long hours trying to have things. We have sleepless nights worrying about what we have and how we're going to take care of it. Amen? I'm going to say that's just the devil. Amen. God blessing us. He's giving that. And if we're watching, we're waking, no matter what we do, except the Lord be in it, praise God, we do it in vain. Amen. We need to be doing it for God's glory. He said, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He giveth His beloved sleep. Amen. I will tell you this, praise God. Every now and then, praise the Lord, God has been getting to deal my heart and I have a sleepless night. Amen. When the devil's trying to destroy and tear down, the devil's trying to get into the church and into the homes of the people, praise God, it breaks my heart. It causes me to lose sleep. But praise God, I don't lose sleep. By, amen. It doesn't go in vain, glory to God. Why I'm not able to sleep, Brother Chris, I'm talking to my Jesus. I'm a lifting up, praise God, those that need to be lifted up. I'm asking God to help me to be what I need to be, all for His glory. If I'm going to lose sleep, praise God, I'm going to use it for something good. Amen. There's going to be a cause, praise God, when I come out of there. I'm going to come out shouting the victory because I'm going to know who I talked to. I'm going to know who took care of it. Praise God, even for His glory. God is worthy to be praised this morning. Amen. He's been good to you and I. Amen. He said, those that watch in vain, those that work in vain, those that walk in vain, amen, wake in vain. Praise God, they do it in vain because they're not trusting in the Lord. But he said, except the Lord be with us. Our waking and our working, praise God. It doesn't amount to anything. But praise God, I won't say, hey, you say, well, preacher, what makes the difference? I said, there is a way, praise God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ working in us unto His glory. That God wants to do in us. He said, we know we're His because the Spirit lives in us. Amen. If there's a Spirit in you, if you're saved this morning, the Spirit of God lives in your heart. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying you can't do the things you used to do. God won't let you. Amen. If you can still do the same things you used to do, praise God, it's ungodly. Amen. Then you've never been saved. You say, well, that's harsh, Pastor. Well, that's the truth. The Bible said truth will make you free, praise God. God give an altar here this morning, Lord God. If I figured out I wasn't saved, I'd hit it wide open. I'd say, oh, God, forgive me, a sinner. I'd make it right this morning. There is a way, praise God, to be saved and to know it. Amen. Praise God. Hey, Brother Lynn, I'm saved and I know it this morning, praise God. The Lord lives in my heart. Hey, amen. And praise God, I prayed and begged God, He even give me an alarm beacon to show me when I go wrong. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God, I'm not the same as I used to be. Amen. But praise God, I'm still not what I'm going to be. He's still working on me. He's still working on you. Amen. I see God working in hearts and lives of people. And boy, what a blessing it is. When sis stands up and say, pray God, just give me boldness. Have him stand up and do something for him. Glory be to God, it'd be our heart's desire to praise God. That there's a way that we can come from God, just stand up and be bold today. We need that in America. We need a Holy Ghost boldness that'll move on our heart and show us, praise God, that we are somebody. We're worthy to be heard. We're worthy to be seen because when they see us, they don't see me, but they see Jesus Christ in me. Amen. That ever-present help, even in troublesome times. Amen. He's there to help us. He tells us in Philippians about that strength, that help, that hope that we have. In Philippians chapter 2, in verse 12, the Bible says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you always obeyed? Huh? Think about it. Have any of us always been obedient to God, seeking His will, desiring His will and His way in our life? Amen. We assume a whole lot. But you know what happens when we assume? He said, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only. Now what he says here, Paul says, you know what? He said, you don't just do right when you're down at the church house. Amen. He said, you don't just do right, praise God, when you're down at the house of God, when it's Sunday morning or Sunday night, whether it's Wednesday night or during prayer meeting. Amen. He said, you do right all the time. He said, even when we're not around, praise God, hey, amen, you do right, amen, because God's a watching, you know it, amen, and you try to live right according to His will. To do right, praise God, even when you're not in the church house. But you'd be amazed the people that live a different life here than they are. I worked with a boy one time. And you know what he told me? He said, when you come down to the, he told the boy he worked with. I'd hired this old boy to come to work for me in the shop, and he told that boy, he said, now listen, he went to church with him, Brother Chris, and he told that old boy the night before he was supposed to go to work with me, he said, now when you come down there to the plant tomorrow, you're not going to see the same person there as you see here. Told him in the church house. I said, my God, I'd have been afraid that the Lord would strike me dead. In other words, what he was saying, you know, he said, you know, I live a life here, but praise God, when I get out there, I'm going to live like I want to. Amen. You say, oh me. I believe there's probably a whole lot of people sitting in churches today, praise God. They live like, they're imitators of Christ here this morning. But when you get out there, you're a totally different person. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's just the world we live in. No, it's the God that you don't have. The Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart, praise God. He said, you're led of the Spirit, and that's how you know you're His. The Spirit of God won't let you do what you want to. Amen. My want to's changed when I got saved. I become obedient to the Word of God and the will of God. Amen. Try my best, praise God, to be pleasing to my Lord. I fail miserably a lot of times. We all do, don't we? But praise God, I'm going to do my best, praise God. The call that I have from God, I'm going to do my best to live right, to allow God to direct me and to lead me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Because I want to be found pleasing to the Lord. That's what my life is about. Wherefore, my beloveds, you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence. Amen. He said, I'm hearing good things from the church. That when I ain't there, praise God, you're still living it. Amen. You're living like you know that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and He's in your heart. See, if we ain't careful, we become imitators. Amen. Just an imitator. Try to be like the Lord Jesus Christ instead of let Him have preeminence in our life. We can't do it. Listen, this morning, you and I will never be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I don't mean to bust bubbles this morning, but you will never be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He had no sin. He knew no sin. He was a perfect human being. He was a perfect man and a perfect God. Me and you, we are imperfect people. Amen. That's why we discourage each other. That's why we let each other down. That's why we disappoint each other. Because we're imperfect. But praise God, when we come together as one and say that we serve a perfect God and a perfect Savior, glory be to God, the devil can't do nothing with that. Amen. He can try as he will, but when we come together in one mind and one accord, the devil has to flee. You say, why is that, Pastor Jeff? Because we come in submission to God. We submit ourselves to His will, praise God, and He takes it from there. Amen. It's Christ in us, that hope of glory that we have. He said, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out what God wants you to be, praise God. You know what's the problem with churches today? We got a whole lot of people that says, well, you know, brother such and such ought to do this, and sister so and so ought to do that. I'm going to say, praise God, when I look in the mirror, all I see is this old ugly beak. I say, you know what? You ought to just love God supremely. Love the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and let Him be the Lord of your life. Amen. You know what He does? He takes over. And He takes charge. He becomes large and in charge. He begins to bless your heart. He begins to give us the strength. Amen. Praise God. Because there is a way. And it's the Jesus way. Bless His holy name. We got to remember not to forget Him. Our accomplishments is in the Lord. He said for verse 13, says, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen. That will, that's His desire to do good by you. Amen. But a question I have to ask is, do you have a desire to do good by Him? Hello? I'm talking about where the rubber meets the road. What are we going to do for Him? Because He's been so good to us. Amen. Every face I see looking across here, every one of us have been blessed beyond measure. Amen. We're blessed beyond measure. I can tell y'all look good and healthy. Don't look like nobody's starving to death. Everybody had a ride to get them to church today. Amen. We're blessed. So we ought to be thanking our blessing. Don't forget to remember the one that's blessing us. See, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of His good pleasure. Amen. He's the one that makes the difference in our lives. Amen. But I think sometimes we get so caught up in life that we forget about the life in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's a life, praise God, that's real and it's everlasting. Amen. It'll last throughout eternity, praise God. This one is brief, it's fleeting, but then it's gone. But there's a life that's everlasting, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the life I want. Amen. And I'm going to live for Him, praise God, because I don't want to miss the mark. I want to stay on the right path, praise God. There's a way that seemeth right, amen. And that way is the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. Without Him, we can do nothing. But praise God through Him. There's nothing that we can't achieve. There's families that can't be birthed and born and, praise God, grow. Amen. A house can become a home. in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Verse 3 tells us that we'll find rest in the Lord. Amen. Psalms 127 verse 3 said, "Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward." That rest, that peace, that happiness that we desire, God gives us. You know, God, the Bible said the children are heritage of the Lord. Amen. So what He says is not to forget to remember God. Amen. Now this is a song of ascent. This is a song as they're going up to praise God. Amen. And the psalmist is thinking about how good God has been. But see, I'm afraid sometimes if we get caught up in how good God has been. And we forget about how good God is. Amen. We serve a good God. And He's good all the time, praise the Lord. Amen. You say, when you go through trials, preacher, it's pretty rough. Yeah, but He's still God. Amen. If you're a child of God, He's there with you. There's been times in my life, Brother Bud, if it wasn't for God being there with me, I don't know what I'd have done. But praise God, I just bowed my head and say, "Oh God," and there He was. Amen. I feel that presence. I can feel them big old arms reach down, scoop me up, love me up. Glory be to God. Amen. Just tell me it's going to be all right. Yeah. And you know what? It was a deep, settled peace coming in my heart, a confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The help that He had. So He tells us not to remember, not to forget God. But the psalmist also, praise God, he says not to forget to remember, not to neglect their family. Amen. God, to God, the family is the most important, one of the most important things there is. Why? Because He ordained it and He put it together. Amen. Amen. God ordained the family. He took Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, put them together to be helpmeets. Amen. To help each other. And he began to grow the family, praise God, for His glory. And he said that children are heritage of the Lord. Amen. We see God have been, and see if we leave God out, what good is to have a lovely home and have a great big salary? Amen. If God ain't in it, amen. You can have a great big house and you can have a great big salary, but if you forget to keep, put God in, amen, all you got is shack by the road, amen, and you're throwing money down a rabbit hole. Amen. But praise God, when God's in it, He'll use it for His glory. He'll lift up a heritage to His name. We forgot about the heritage that God's give us. Amen. God gives us a heritage in these little children. Praise God. You know, and let me just say this. You know what? If we ain't very careful, the Spanish-speaking, the Latinos, are going to take over our country. They're out procreating us. Amen. We were sitting at lunch last week, and there was three of them families come in. And they had a mama and a daddy, and each one of them had at least five little old youngins, Brother Bill. And I mean, they was just like stair steps. Amen? They're coming in by groves, and it ain't going to be long. They're going to take up. You know why? Because we're so selfish. We don't want to have children. Because it'd take away from us. But I want to say, hey, children are a heritage of the Lord. Now, I know some people can't have children. And I know some people just choose not to. But I would say, praise God. When we got them, we don't neglect them because they're a heritage of the Lord. Amen. God give them to us. They're a gift from God. When we begin to realize that, well, God begins to use them little ones. Praise God. Little old Mia, she catches on everything Papa says. She'll sit there and play with her little old things and go home, Mom, and she'll ask Mama questions that just tear Samantha plumb out of the frame. Amen. Amen. She's talking about being born again the other day. Amen. She just out of the blue, Samantha said, "Mama, I don't want to be born again." Amen. She said, "What?" She said, "I don't want to be born again." She said, "Well, why?" She said, "Because I'm already here." Amen. Amen. They're listening. Praise God. Though our heritage is the Lord. Lord looks down on that and He loves that little childlike faith. Praise God. Realizing, praise God, they're just children. Amen. But they are a heritage and we don't want to neglect the children. They're precious in the sight of God. But what would a house be? What would a loving house and a big income be if we neglect the children? If we rob ourselves of the joy of a happy home. Amen. That's what God desires for us to have is a happy home. Amen. To have the joy of a happy home. Amen. See, the joy comes and then the happiness comes. When we joy and rejoice in the Lord, then He makes us happy, praise God. in what He's given us. We realize and recognize, praise God, the goodness, the gifts that God has allowed us to have. And you know, as a parent today, God blesses us by, we celebrated Mother's Day, and we just celebrated Father's Day, and God celebrates, praise God, giving us these children, giving us a family, praise God, to love and to cherish, to hold together, amen, to learn to love each other like He loves us. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying there is a way, praise God, to love each other, because children are that heritage. So what does the Bible teach you? He teaches us that we ought to appreciate our children. Amen. Sometimes I think we get so busy trying to make ends meet and try to have a nice house and try to have a good income that we forget to remember God. Amen. And we forget to appreciate those that He give us. Those that He puts in our lives. Amen. The goodness that He shows to us in giving us individuals to be part of our life. Amen. And when He's the biggest part and we put them in, we mix them in with it, praise God, we get something, a bond of unity and peace and hope and joy that the devil can't tear it apart. Amen. It'll stand the test of time, praise God, because they are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. Who's God's? Amen. God lifts up people. He gives people, praise God, so that we can lift up His name. Amen. That's His reward. God's reward is me and you praising God. Lifting His name up and giving Him glory for all He does and appreciating our children. You say, preacher, you're meddling now. I said, no, I'm just telling you what God said. He said, we ought to appreciate our children. He said, enough to where we ought to guard them. Yes, sir. Amen. The day and hour we live, we ought to guard our children like an old bulldog. Amen. Like a junkyard dog. Keep them out of harm's way. Be mindful of them, praise God, as they get up and they go about and they go to school, praise God. We need to keep God in front of them. We need to lift the Lord up to them. They need to see Christ in us. Have hope of glory, praise God. If not, they get discouraged. You know that they're saying right now that teen suicide is the highest it's ever been. And you've got people in this world running around crazy, putting down everything that everybody does. Amen. We ought to be lifting each other up, lifting God up. Amen. Praising Him for His goodness. Living in the greatest nation that ever was. Praise God. We ought to be celebrating it. But some people don't like it. Amen. We don't like it. God's been good to us. I just have a question for what part don't you like? Amen. God's blessing us again like He used to do in years gone by. And praise God, we don't appreciate it. Ought to be getting in, praise God, say glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Got so many jobs that they don't even have people to fill them. Amen. Economy that's booming, praise God. We ought to be praising the Lord for what He's doing. It's just God Almighty that's doing that. Giving us one more opportunity, praise God, to recognize His mighty hand, His mighty power, and praise His name. Amen. Well, I praise Him every day for the goodness that He's offered me. Amen. I ain't much, but praise God, my God's great big and He sure helped me. Amen. He blesses me and nurtures me and helps me. We need to be thankful, praise God, because the heritage that God give us. Amen. We ought to appreciate our children, praise God, and we ought to guard them against the filth of this world. Amen. These people coming in here that would like to destroy these little children. Amen. They're saying that little old girls, even little old boys now get 13, 14, 16, 15, 16 years old and they run away from home. If they can't find them within 24 to 48 hours, that these people that use them for vile things will snatch them up and they'll never be seen again. Amen. Let me tell you, Paul, we better not take our youngins over to the mall and dump them out to get rid of them. So we can have a little time by ourselves, praise God. We better take them as a heritage of the Lord and cherish them and protect them from the wiles of the devil. Amen. You say, well, preacher, they say, you know, you can't, what is it they call it now? Helicoptering over your children. Praise God. No, I don't believe you ought to helicopter over your children. Praise God. I believe you ought to put them in a good armored tank, glory be to God, and guard them with all your strength. Amen. Keep them safe and chaste and pure for the glory of God. Amen. Because God Almighty, He's a blessing, He's a helping, so we need to guard what He's given us. You say, why? Because the Bible said they're like fruit. Amen. They're like fruit on the vine, praise God. And you got to lovingly cultivate our children. See, we're living day and hour. We'll take a stinking old cell phone or a iPad, and we'll stick it in her hand. And when they're 3 or 4 years old, and I said, "Here, just entertain yourself." Amen. And you know what they do? They take that, and the first thing you know, they clicked on something vile and disgusting. They was talking about the other day. It was a 10-year-old boy that's hooked on pornography. Amen. He was going through counseling because he was hooked on pornography. 10-year-old. Man, listen, when I was 10-year-old, praise God, I didn't even know what pornography was. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. I played with little green toy army men, praise God, in the dirt. I didn't know nothing about the filth of this world. Amen. I won't say this too. My mom and daddy weren't godly people. They never cared church. But my papa, both of them did. And praise God, I knew enough. Amen. I didn't need that mess. I didn't know what it was because they kept me away from it. Amen. But it's right there in your face today. You flip that phone on, praise God, if you ain't got some kind of guard on it, it'll be, all you got to do is say something and it'll pop up. Amen. My wife was I was talking about Googling something the other day, and I had to get a new phone because mine had died. And I told her my Google wasn't set up. And so she went through, got that thing set up, and I'd said something about Google, and it come up, and I said something else, and you won't believe what come up. Amen. Right there before your eyes, amen. And little old people come along, little young, they need to be guarded from that mess. Amen. Praise God. We need to guard our children, praise God, because there is a way to do that, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, keeping them in the house of God, raising them up to nurture the admonition of the Lord. Amen. But you know what it'll take, moms, daddies, papaws? It'll take me and you being excited about the Lord. Amen. The only way we'll keep our children in, keep them involved, is if we get excited about what we've got. Amen. Praise God, I'm excited about what I have in the Lord. I ain't afraid to tell it everywhere I go, Lord God, because God is good. He's been good to me. He don't want me to have a house. He wants me to have a home. Amen. He wants me to have a relationship with Him. So the Bible says they're like fruit. We need to cultivate them, grow them. How do you grow them? You don't grow them by putting manure on them. Amen. You grow them by fertilizing in the Lord, glory be to God. Give them that good stuff, praise God, that'll make them grow on the inside. And I tell you what, if you get to growing on the inside, the outside will look better. I tell you what, we're feeding our people so much junk. Amen. They're getting a look at, they look like a young teenager. They start to look like junkyard dogs. Amen. I mean, they got rings around their neck and spikes and things are hanging out their nose and their ears and their eyelids and their belly buttons. Amen. It's pitiful the way they look. You say, what causes that? Ungodliness. Amen. We got young teenagers, 13, 14-year-olds going to tattoo parlors and having tattoos put all over their body. Amen. God said we're not supposed to mark our body. Our body is a temple of the Lord, whose temple you are. He said you're not supposed to put graffiti on the church house. Amen. Praise the Lord. He tells us, Leviticus 19, He said you're not supposed to do that. Not to put cuttings on yourself for the dead or markings on your body. Amen. People don't like that today. They say, well, preacher, you're just old-fashioned. Everybody's doing it. Praise God, you won't search me. I've got a lot of scars on my body. Amen. I take my shirt and my t-shirt off. I'm pretty gross looking for the scars I've had through my life. But praise God, I ain't got no markings of the beast or the devil on me. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying, preacher? I said, we need to guard our children against that mess. We need to be sound and foundational so that we can stand true to what's right without compromise. Amen. With a confidence, praise God, that God is right and everything else is wrong. Amen. Said, preacher, you're just too straight line. Praise God, I ain't as straight as I'd like to be. Amen. But with the help of God, I'm going to try to be. Because the heritage that we have in our youngins, our families, and our homes in these mountains, praise God, it's special. But we've let down. We've let down on God. We've let down on our home. We've let down on our family. We've let down on our children. We've let down on our churches. Amen. Because we're afraid to stand up and say the truth. But I want to say the Bible says in many, many places that the truth will make you free. And when you're free in the Lord, praise God, He said you're free indeed. Amen. Then you can jump up and shout, praise God. You don't have to run around with a pout on your mouth all the time. Amen. Like you're saying, you know, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Amen. That's why I like Diana. She comes in every time she comes in, a big old smile on her. I said, you got up with the sunshine, didn't you? Amen. Big old smile on her face, praise God. Look good. Why aren't it well? That's what we ought to do. Pray. If we got the Lord, praise God, there is a way to feel good about yourself. The world that you live in and the God that we serve. Because He's an almighty God. Amen. So we got to take our children. We got to watch them. We got to guard them. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says they're like an arrow. Praise God. Amen. They're like an arrow and a quiver. And the Bible, by the way, says that we ought to have families that we ought to have a whole quiver full of youngins. Amen. You say, how much is a quiver? However many you can get in it. Praise God. Amen. However many yours will hold. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'd had three or four, but I wouldn't be able to take care of it. That's just a lack of faith. Amen. My mama and papa had 12 young, 6 boys and 6 girls, praise God, and they didn't have nowhere near what you got. Yeah. Amen. But they had faith in God, praise God. And they got them little youngins, they taught them to work in the field and to hold a corn, praise God, and to make a garden and to live, praise God, according to godliness. Yeah. Amen. And they survived, every one of them. My Aunt Lucy, she was born premature, and they said she was only like 2 pounds. And this had been 70 years ago. Babies like that didn't live. Mama was like 48 years old when she was born. Getting way up in her year, but just about past her childbearing, a lot of people's childbearing years. But she was born and said Grandma took her, praise God, and she nursed her. She didn't give up on her, but she got her and she loved her and she fed her and she didn't have a bed for her that was a fit for her, so she put her in a shoebox. Amen. Kept her in a shoebox, praise God, and nurtured her, praise God. And guess what? She made it. Amen. The doctors, they said there's no hope, praise God. But I won't say Grandma never give up. Because she served to God. Amen. Amen. Brother Bill, she prayed. She put her in his head and said, this is yours, glory be to God. Heritage of God. And God brought her up. Amen. Brought her to adult. Brought her to be a person that loved God. Love the Lord, praise God. He said she was one in that quiver, praise God. But we're living day and hour. We don't want to have anything that'll inconvenience us. I had a person tell me, they said, well, me and my wife chose not to have children because they would be an inconvenience. Amen. That's what they said. That we like to go and do things and be at a spur of mind. And they said, we don't want to be inconvenienced. I said, God help your hard heart. They don't know what true love is till you have a child. Amen. Till you have a little one, praise God, and they put them in your arms and give you that, praise God, that love of God for you to love. They're precious. Amen. There's a way to have a house. There's a way to have a home. There's a way to have love this morning, praise God. They said they're supposed to be like arrows. Amen. Be ready to fight. Amen. We ought to treat them like arrows. We ought to have where they're able to do what they need to do. Amen. We ought to polish them, praise God. So when they're needed, amen, they'll be ready. If we don't polish, you take a bunch of old steel arrows. They used to be steel. Now they make these broadheads out of stainless steel. They don't rust. Used to them old arrows, if you hunted in the rain a whole lot, you'd have to get home and wipe them down with some oil or they'd rust. I'm saying, what's happening to our youth today, praise God, we're letting them rust. Amen. We're not polishing. We're not keeping them clean. Not keeping them pure. Amen. We're putting them out there for the world to get a hold of and destroy. But I want to say there's a way that seems right, but the world is a way of destruction. But there's a way that is right with the Lord Jesus Christ. That way, man, if we just polish, and we've got to keep them sharp. Amen. So that they can penetrate, glory be to God, so they can do what they need to do. And we got to keep them aimed right. Amen. He said, that's why they're like arrows in a quiver, man. They got to be straight. They got to be true. Right. Not they'll miss the mark. But praise God, when we bring them up, realize that there is a way. He said, there is a way. He said, arrows are in the hand of the mighty man. So are children of the youth. Amen. They're in the hand of man. A mighty man for God can take them, praise God, and put them on target. Right. I believe there's a whole lot of our youth today that's missing the target. But I want to say there's a revival stirring in this land, praise God. And God's a touching our young people, amen. He's wanting to touch them. He's wanting to save them. He's wanting to deliver them from this whole world. And all we got to do, praise God, is come along. We want to help them, give them just a little word of encouragement. He's enough discouragement to destroy all of them. But praise God, just a little encouragement, amen, to a child, to a young person, praise God, and they'll move mountains. I mean, you take little Mia, praise God, and encourage her just a little bit, and boy, she'll do all she can to help Papa. Amen. All we got to do is just a little bit of encouragement. That's what our children need, just a little bit of encouragement. That's the right way. That's the way of God. Praise God. It makes a difference. It gets our aim true, gets our aim on. That way we build a home, not just a house. Amen. That way we don't just have a present, but we have a future. Amen. We've got to take our minds off this present. And so we've got to look farther, church. Amen. There's a way that we can look farther. We can realize that there's a future ahead for you and I. And it's out of this world. Amen. And we've got the long and desire to take all our people with us. Amen. To reach back, praise God, to get a hold of God wherever we left Him at. Amen. He didn't leave us. We left Him. But we go back and we get a hold of Him, praise God, and we start from there and we press on for Him, praise God, and we have a promise, amen, of a home and a future with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we need today. That's what He's promised here, amen. He said, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate, amen, praise God. He said, you'll get victory at the end, amen, when we realize that the way is in the Lord Jesus Christ and that the end result is victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. We sung that this morning. Victory in Jesus. Amen. We have victory. No, we didn't sing that this morning. We sang that. But we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Victory in Him. Amen. Because, why? Because there's a way. There's a way this morning to have that victory. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's when we don't forget God and we don't forget our families. If we forget God, we can't help our families. But if we remember God, then we can help our families. We can make our house, our home, what God would have it to be for the future. Amen. So that they can come up and they won't just live in some old house, but they can have a home where God is real. Amen. Where God's real, where He's respected, where He's loved, where He's cherished, where He's respected. Amen. And lifted up all the days of our life. He said, but the question is, what do we want? The Bible says, they're going up and they said, praise God, there is a way. But what way are we following? What way would you like to have this morning as we look at God's way? It's the best way. Amen. It's not always the easiest, but it's the best way. And when we have Him, praise God, you get Him, you get it all. Everything the world has to offer in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to ask you some more. Do you have Him? Amen. Do you know the way? Are you living in the way? Praise God. God says this morning, praise God, there's a way that we can live and love and respect God, lift up the name of God and love our families, love our children the way that we ought to. Amen. It's a promise from God. Bless His holy name. Stand with me this morning.